Photos: mangled debris from imploded Titanic sub brought ashore in Canada. By Rebecca Mansour on June 28, 2023. Mangled debris recovered from the small Titan submersible that was destroyed when it imploded during a recent dive to the Titanic wreck was offloaded Wednesday in eastern Canada, bringing to an end a difficult search and recovery operation. Television images showed what appeared to be the Titan sub's nose cone and a side panel with electronics and wires hanging out being hoisted from a ship onto a flatbed truck at a Canadian Coast Guard terminal in St. John's. Pelagic Research, the New York company that owns the Odysseus remote-operated vehicle used in the search for the ill-fated submersible, said its offshore search and recovery operation has wrapped up. "We've finished our offshore actions and are basically demobilizing now and getting the team back to their loved ones, and we're going to get our assets back to our operations base in New York," company spokesman Jeff Mahoney told AFP. He said the search and recovery had been an extremely risky operation. "It was extremely taxing and exhausting for the team who were working around the clock with almost no sleep this whole time, over 10 days of working. It was a very solemn process," he said. Canadian officials declined to comment on the recovery of the sub-debris. Titan was reported missing on June 18, and the U.S. Coast Guard said last Thursday that all five people aboard the submersible had died after the vessel suffered a catastrophic implosion. A debris field was found on the seafloor, 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic, which sits roughly 2.5 miles below sea level and 400 miles off the coast of Newfoundland, Canada. The announcement of the implosion ended a multinational search and rescue operation covering an area twice the size of the state of Connecticut as crews raced against time to save the Titan's five passengers after the tourist sub lost contact with the surface about 2 hours after it began its descent to visit the Titanic wreckage. OceanGate Expeditions, which operated the Titan, sold seats on the Titan at $250,000 apiece. The vessel was carrying three fee-paying passengers: British billionaire Hamish Harding, Pakistani tycoon Shahzada Dawood and his son Suleiman. The other two on board were Paul Henri Ph. Narjeelay, a veteran diver and expert on the Titanic wreck, and Stockton Rush, the CEO of OceanGate Expeditions. The company has come under increased scrutiny as documents show that the company had been warned that there might be catastrophic safety problems with the experimental vessel it developed. David Lockridge, OceanGate's director of marine operations, said in a 2018 lawsuit that the company's testing and certification was insufficient and would subject passengers to potential extreme danger in an experimental submersible. The sub's debris is now expected to be handed over to investigators as probes into the submersible tragedy begin in both Canada and the United States, where authorities are investigating the cause of the implosion and who, if anyone, should be held responsible. The AFP contributed to this story.